God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. So, do you have any problems today? Well, you probably do. Everyone does on a pretty regular basis. So the question is, how do you handle problems? You know, some people look for problems. I mean, they find a problem with every solution instead of the other way around. They don't want an answer. They want sympathy. And we've all been there, perhaps, but they look for problems. Some people avoid problems. They just never confront anything or anyone because they avoid problems. Some people, similarly, they just hope problems will go away, that perhaps if they just ignore them, the problem will end. And yet sometimes there are some classes of problems that actually grow, not with cultivation, but with being ignored. Other people profit from problems, and that actually happened with the children of Israel. When they took over Canaan, they were to drive out the inhabitants thereof, but sometimes they let them stay and they put them under tribute, and so they accept the tribute instead of triumph. In every case, what you find is that the decision that was easy to make in the short run, let's just let these people stay, became harder to live with in the long run. And sometimes the easier a decision is, the harder to make, the harder it is to live with. Let me give you three examples in Joshua. Joshua 15:63 says, "As for the Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the children of Judah could not drive them out, but the Jebusites dwell with the children of Israel at Jerusalem unto this day." That is, there was a continuing ramification for what they refused to do, or what they could not do. So the Bible says they could not. Later it just says they did not. In Joshua 16:10, the Bible says, "And they drave not out the Canaanites that dwelt in Gezer, but the Canaanites dwell among the Ephraimites unto this day and serve unto tribute." What these chapters are is basically the allotment of the inheritance of the children of Israel. And as things began to settle down, there were things that were left undone, and soon they became the status quo. It was just the generally accepted way of things. Even though God had said drive them out, they had not done that. In verse 12, the Bible says of chapter 17, "Yet the children of Manasseh could not drive out the inhabitants of those cities, but the Canaanites would dwell in that land." Verse 13 says, "But did not utterly drive them out." Now look, here's a problem. The Canaanites they refused to drive out would later conquer them and put them under tribute. You see, the enemies we refuse to address today will grow to menace our children in the future. You know, there's so many issues that we are facing today. We're questioning good, sound counsel that we have known for some time. But now it's not as if the world is getting better. It's just that we are less confident in our positions. And sometimes people can hold a good position for a weak reason. And if that's not addressed, then we lose both a position and we, of course, abandon a faulty reason, which sometimes means abandoning a good position. These people who refused to drive out the Canaanites later complained to Joshua and said, "We're great people. We're large people. God's blessed us. Why are you only giving us this lot in life? Why are you not giving us more?" And Joshua said, "Look, if you're a great people, great is as great does. Go up to the wood country and cut down some trees. If you don't like what you have, cut down some trees." And later he said, "Drive out some Canaanites." But they didn't want an answer. They wanted to complain. The chapter ends in verse 18 by saying, "For thou shalt drive out the Canaanites, though they have iron chariots and though they be strong." You see, on the flat ground, the Canaanites had an advantage in as much as they had the technology of chariots. In the high ground, they had no advantage of chariots, but the tribes of Ephraim and Manasseh didn't want to go through the effort of cutting the trees down to improve their lot in life, to improve their stewardship. All this to say that sometimes we don't ask for problems, but we have to handle them as they come. We cannot put them off. We cannot wish they will go away. We cannot simply profit from them, and certainly it wouldn't be wise to go looking for them. But the enemies we refuse to address today will grow to face and menace our children tomorrow. So may God give us courage and wisdom in equal measure to do the right thing at the right time.